Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Welcome back. Today we start the new chapter with the 101st episode. In this episode, I'd like to tackle an issue that I keep seeing in popular literature quite often and also in scientific literature, that means the peer-reviewed literature, and of course, in both cases, it's used incorrectly. Now, I think you wonder what could be incorrect, since scientists should be the ones who should get it right. Well, mostly they do, I guess, but not in this case. That the case is the shark that sharks use only one clasper during mating. Of course, they can't stick both of them into a female, but whenever you read it, the writer tries to convince that only one clasper is functional, and that is incorrect. Both claspers are fully functional and can be used independently. Just being able to use one would not make much sense. Why? Because that would reduce the approach of a female to hold on to the female to one side. Being able to mate at any way possible is the prime goal of a male. And he cannot be hampered by the way he must approach due to his functionality, due to the limitation of only being to use one clasper. So that wouldn't really work that well. But if we go into these details, let's first understand a few things here. A female is most often larger than a male. And if she is not willing to mate, a male has quite a hard time to even try. And now let's assume that the male is accepted by the female, so can he then just go ahead and grab her and mate? Well, in theory, yes, but not so in reality. And why? Because the clasp of a male has been in close range to a cloaca and needs to be bent forward in a certain way. You may have seen pictures in dive magazines on the internet from white reef sharks, where the clasp of the male is bent and pointed forward during copulation. Way back when I first saw these pictures, I asked myself, how in the world can a male bend his clasp forward? And it really bothered me, since I could not find the answer. Even more, I could not find the answer in scientific literature. If you look at the publication list I have posted on Let's Talk Shark, you see a paper with the title, Clasper Flaying, Maintenance Behavior or a Normally Hidden Feature of Male White-Tipped Reef Sharks, Pteranodon obesus. I wrote that paper together with Leonard Compagno, the world's leading authority on shark and ray taxonomy and pretty much everything when it comes to sharks, and his knowledge on claspers is unbelievable, because these claspers are very often species specific. Look up his name on the internet and you will be blown away. I spell his name quickly. It's spelled Charlie Oscar Mike Papa Alpha Golf November. Oscar, I repeat, Charlie Oscar Mike Papa Alpha Golf November. Oscar, his first name is Leonard. If you want to see the video of clasper flaring, that is where the paper is based on, click on videos on this website and you can see it. Anyway, we call the clasper motions flaring because that is how it looked. The shark was just swimming, so it seemed, and then started all of a sudden to move one clasper forward and then opened up, flared its tip, and then repeated the same with the other clasper. So both claspers were independently moved forward and backward with flaring their tips. So why would a male shark do that? After I filmed, I looked quickly around, but did not see any females close by nor any males. Would males have been around? It could have been that this male was just showing off, or it could be some dominance display. Likewise, if a female would have been close by, it could have been a pre-mating ritual shot that the male says, look, I have fully functional clasper, so let's mate, or something to that extent. But none were there. No other males, no females. So why would a shark male move their claspers back and forth if no one else is around? One possibly could be, and that seems rather likely, that they start to make sure both of the claspers are fully functional during mating season. And it was mating season actually when I took this video. Of course, it could also mean that the male just mated and by flaring of tips he tried to flush out remaining sperm to get ready for another mating attempt with a different female. Although possible, I doubt that this was the reason because it did it with both claspers. Of course, you could argue, well, they cannot independently do flushing, so they must do it with both of them at the same time or really right after each other. That, of course, could be another possibility, but I think it's not likely. So let's assume the former is true and indeed means that the males test their functionality. Then we would have strong evidence that the male indeed plans to use one of the two claspers for an upcoming event. But since he does not yet know how he can get hold of the female with its jaws, he has to make sure that whatever clasper is then the one he has to use is indeed functional. I mean, I think that is really a good proof. It makes it very likely that males, that's male by males, have both of their claspers active during mating season and not just one. But for the sake of argument, what would be the restrictions for a male if only one clasper would be functional? A male would have to first determine which clasper can use and according to it, then how to approach the female from either her left or right side. And that can be quite problematic, even more so should the female be stronger, because she may have a preference for left and right as well. Who knows? Of course, you could argue that if a female is responsive, she does not put up a fight to mate, and I agree that this is a possibility that would then not put any more stress on the male. But honestly, would evolution really go that road, having produced two claspers and one is just non-functional? I don't think so. Now, let's quickly look into why males do have actually two claspers. To begin with, they're not a single sexual organ as we find normal. Reason is simple. Let's look at them a bit closer. They're not really tubes with an opening at the very end, as one could imagine. No, they're basically just rolled up fins, originally from the pelvic fins. Like, again, you take a fin and roll it up. And this is indeed what happened. Claspers originate from the pelvic fins, and since these fins come in pairs, the claspers do the same. And that is the reason why sharks have two claspers. So I hope I gave you now enough munition should you have to debate with your dive buddies why sharks have two claspers and, more importantly, why it is wrong to assume that only one is functional during mating season. If you like the paper, drop me a note through LTS and I'll send it to you. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.